there's calls for a massive turnaround coming from pretty much every side. And you've, I mean, even in your contract, which is part of the education reforms that got passed as a provision, setting student performance goals for you, you know, and they're ambitious, that each and every school in the district improve by at least 3 points on the achievement index over the coming school year, which would be roughly twice the pace of improvement that the district has been seeing over the last year.
Well, it's probably what the state has been seeing, too. I mean, look, the bottom line is this. Is every school going to make a 3-point school performance score gain? I can probably say that the answer to that may be no. I mean, there are going to be some. Our alternative schools, for example, we're going to improve the condition of them. But again, given, you know, the nature of the transience of students in and out of there, that may not be a realistic goal. But will there be improvement? Sure. And I think that we're going to work dutifully to make sure that that happens. But let me say this, too, about schools. All of our schools are not failing. There are students that attend our schools that are not progressing at a rate that we would like to see, that their parents would like to see, or that others might like to see. But in that very same school, there are children who are moving through academically in the way that anybody would want to see a child move. We've got to get more targeted about that. This notion that an entire school is failing is a misnomer. What I hope people will recognize is that the district has improved its condition. One thing that I think is notable, if you look at the average ACT score, which is 19.7, for minority students in this district, that exceeds the state and the national average. So there are things that the district is doing well and doing right that it will continue to do, and the things that we know we can do better, we will.
What are the things that you really want to make sure that you accomplish in your first year? What, you know, tangibly, the things that students and parents are going to notice?
One thing that we're going to focus on is the curriculum, the implementation of the curriculum, how we use assessment data, both classroom assessment data and standardized test data, to inform instruction and inform the support for instruction. The other piece that's really important to me is that we help teachers to feel more empowered about being able to be a better teacher. With the kind of accountability that teachers are going to experience here, with the value-added model in mind and with establishing student learning targets, that could seem to be very, very daunting and, to be perfectly honest, frightening.
Explain for those who don't know what the value-added model and what it does exactly.
The value-added piece is to ascertain the extent to which the teacher's efforts have helped a student to attain proficiency at a level that would be commensurate with at least 1 year of growth in terms of academic achievement. So it really means that the teacher is going to have to, first of all, know exactly what it is that student should be able to master in that given year.
Bernard Taylor, you came here from Grand Rapids. You were the superintendent there for 5 years?
6 years.
6 years. Michigan also recently passed some changes to its tenure rules and to rules for evaluating teachers that maybe are not as rigorous as what's been passed in Louisiana, but similar in kind of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were quoted in the media in Michigan saying that if those changes had been put in place, you might not have resigned from the job that you had there mm-hmm. in Grand Rapids. So I just wonder if that makes you a fan of those specific reforms.
Yes, those legislative changes, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, those were legislative changes that as superintendent, advocated. I believe that our district and many other districts around the state can support teachers through professional development so that they can continuously grow the achievement levels of their students and consequently demonstrate the effectiveness of individual teachers.
You have had experience in a couple of challenged districts.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what drew you in particular to Baton Rouge and to this job as the superintendent of the East Baton Rouge Parish Public School District.
I enjoy this type of work with this type of demographic. But it's also an opportunity to be innovative, to be creative. I think that it's time for the district to engage in maybe a different level of discourse around innovation and reform. I am not anti-charter school. However, I am one who believes that charter schools can and should be co-located on the grounds with a quote-unquote traditional public school, because what I want to see is parents not have to go hither and yon to find a program, but go to the school that's closest to them in proximity to where they live and choose the door that best meets their child's needs. And that's one of the things we're going to attempt to do for the 13-14 school year, is to look at this concept of micro charters, the opportunity to be that exploratory in terms of new instructional designs and new school designs is also something that makes this place a very attractive school district for me to work.